I really don't know how long I'm gonna be up here, and I really don't know if I can will be able to answer any questions or stay as long as those guys did. You know, my heart's been heavy for the last 24 to 36 to 48 hours, and but with Mr. Wilson passing today, it hurts. I was just truly blessed to be around Mr. Wilson, you know, during the glory days. And like the other guys talked about, other guys didn't get to see, you know, him on a weekly basis the years that I was here with the Buffalo Bills. And to see his energy, to see the passion, to see the love for the game that he had throughout the years where we were a good, exciting football team, to have him in the locker room after a game, to see the excitement, but also on the other side, to see the disappointment of never winning a championship, but also coming into the locker room after big games, after Super Bowls, and always hearing him remind players, every one player, that him saying, "We wouldn't have got here without you." And it was just, my roommate was Leonard Smith, and, you know, when he told me what Mr. Wilson had said to him after every Super Bowl, you know, it hit home that, you know, he felt that way about everybody on this football team. And I'm going to miss him, without a doubt. You know, he used to call me his favorite son. You know, we used to always laugh and joke about that. And you know, when you have that type of relationship, it hits home. And like I said, I was very close to Mr. Wilson, but the one thing that I will always remember, and I tell, and I don't think I've ever told anybody this story, was that the week that I was in Miami, the Dolphins were getting ready to play the Bills. You know, Mr. Wilson called me. I hadn't talked to Mr. Wilson since my release from the Bills in February, and the week of the game, he called me that Friday and said, you know, I apologize for not letting you go out the way that you should have went out. And at that point in time, you know, we had made up, and at that time, that's when, you know, I really wanted to retire as a Bill. And after that conversation that we had, that was one of the things that I wanted to do. And so, I mean, Mr. Wilson was very important in my life, very important. So I think I'll be able to answer some questions.
You know, maybe this would be easier to answer. You know, he had a great sense of humor. You got a good sense of humor. You joked, you know, a lot with him. Can you, you know, what, anything stand out, story, when you think about your needling him, he needled you, you know, joking around with him?
Well, I think, listening to Tasker, I think the best time that, you know, with him going back and what Tasker said was of the Colorado pants, when we used to joke with him about that, because he used to wear them like every week that he came in. And so I got involved with that. But, you know, like I said, just over the years, there's so many things that we joked about, that we laughed about. But it was just a really good, fun relationship that I had with Mr. Wilson.
Have you talked to him recently?
No, I have not talked to Mr. Wilson recently. I think it's probably been probably a year since I talked to him. I know I went a couple of years without seeing him, thinking that he was going to be over here to at the stadium before a game. But a year ago was the last time I talked to Mr. Wilson.
As much as the players and Marv and, you know, Bill Polian get credit for the success of those teams, and deservedly so, you know, how much does Mr. Wilson factor into that success? Because he almost seems like a guy behind the scenes and where he'd prefer to be almost.
Right. I think Mr. Wilson, you know, he said what he had to say, and he was going to say what needed to be said. And I think he has a lot to do with it. I think it's Mr. Wilson. You know, Mr. Wilson had to ante up the money in order to keep Bruce Smith here. Remember when he got the offer from Denver. So I think he's done a great job as far as keeping the core players together that he had for a long period of time. I think he had a big role to play in it. And I can remember him telling me, before I had signed my contract, he would say, "Look, I'm going to make you the second. This will be the second time in my career that the highest paid running back will be playing for the Buffalo Bills." The other one was O.J. Simpson, because he was the highest paid running back in the league, and he told me that. And so I think he had, and that convinced me, you know, that I wanted to stay here, I wanted to remain here, what have you. But I think he played a very vital role in not only the players, but like the guy said, just keeping his team here for years.
How about his role in your coming? I mean, obviously, you know, did you ever talk to him about that? The fact that, I mean, he had to sign off on that. You were a, you know, some owners might not have taken the risk given the medical report, some, you know, and he was willing to go for it. What, you know,
right.
Any discussion with him about that ever?
No discussion with that, yeah.
I think there's a story, like the fourth Super Bowl, he hands out, like, May, you guys get together, and they're handing out the AFC Championship rings for after the fourth one, and he, like, introduced you. There was some story that as my son, and you were joking with him. What does that, do you remember anything?
Yeah, I rang a bell, but I can't remember quite how the story went. I do remember that, sir, but I can't, like I said, I can't really quite remember how, you probably have a better memory than I do of it, but no, I do remember. It's just the things like that.
When little, did about his calling his favorite son or his adopted son? When did that day? Eddie
that started. Huh?
Go ahead.
That probably started probably in probably the first Super Bowl run, the 90 year. That probably started then. Like I said, it was a great relationship and something that just carried over the years. And, you know, obviously, I think all of the players that played for Mr. Wilson, especially during our time, you know, really do appreciate him keeping the guys together as a team as long as we possibly could.
A couple things. You just mentioned keeping the guys together. Is that something that he stressed, do you think, to you guys? And do you think that's why all these former guys are so close?
Well, you know, the one thing that we stressed around here, period, whether it was Bill Polian, Mr. Wilson, Marv Levy, we stressed family. That's all we ever stressed was family, making sure that the family was doing good. And when the family does well, it seemed like everybody's just a little bit more happier. And he was definitely a big part of that.
Anything you mentioned, you talked to him last a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us anything that you take from that conversation looking back on it now?
Well, you know, he usually says, like, the funny stuff. And, you know, I was just I think it was at the end of the year, and I found that he probably wouldn't be able to come to a game this year, and I was always looking forward for him to seeing him, and he said, well, I don't know yet. Maybe I'll catch you at the Hall of Fame because I'm trying to go back to the Hall of Fame every single year. So, no, that was about it.
Thank you.